When Cincinnati-based consultant James Bowman meets with his clients, he tells them theft of intellectual property is a big problem and they should take steps to protect themselves. Bowman says plenty of medium-sized businesses have a lack of appreciation about what they're risking.
They might want to be a little more circumspect in doing that until they're absolutely sure they have a trusted trading partner.
One of his clients has 11 Chinese suppliers for his industrial pump business and is in the process of designing a new pump he doesn't want stolen. A new report from the Commission on the Theft of American Intellectual Property details strong measures the U.S. can take to thwart this kind of theft in Asia. Roy Camphausen helped write it.
Companies ought to be able to, without legal jeopardy, either have the means to disable the package of information. And so in order to disable it, they would have had to first enable the disabling capability beforehand, right? They ought to be able to have the right to do that, and they ought to be able to know where it is. They so put beaconing and meta tagging and other sorts of tools on it.
Camphausen in Cincinnati with other members of the National Bureau of Asian Research to speak says if companies can't disable their intellectual property, they should be able to steal back what is theirs with the government backing to do it. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.